The key is, first and foremost, to get in the state of equipoise. I approach every person the same way. We have so many people with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and chemical sensitivity in our network. It's kind of like a huge percent of those people with challenges like that come and find their way to our program. The first thing that I would say is, first and foremost, unwind adrenals. We got to get your adrenals unwound. Anything that I ever ask people when I work with people is if they breastfed when they were young. Because almost every person I ask, if people have chronic fatigue or fibro, almost 90% of them didn't breastfeed. And if they did, maybe for, you know, 2 or 3 months. I cannot say enough. If you don't breastfeed, when people come here to planet Earth, babies come here to planet Earth, first thing they do is go to the breast. Why? When they go to the breast, they start breastfeeding. It pulls the TMJ forward, releases the vagus nerve. The mother's milk has oxytocin, which is the same stuff you release in orgasm, ecstatic states. It opens up the hypothalamus and the pineal and pituitary. And the little baby says, this place is all right. It's not that bad. It's okay. Then that little baby goes and it bumps into something. It starts crying. Then it goes to breastfeed. And what happens? The pineal, pituitary, hypothalamus open up, oxytocin. And sure enough, they clear the cell memory. They start to unwind. They relax and they reset. You ever watch a baby breastfeed? What does it do? It sucks. It's sucking along, breastfeeding. And then a little bit later, it stops. It drops into still point. That little baby does that now, emotional thing. It breastfeeds. It clears the cell memory and resets from parasympathy to sympathy to parasympathy. Breastfeeding is the body shifting from sympathy to parasympathy. It learns how to decompress from sympathy and reset in parasympathy. That's important neuroendocrine education for the rest of the journey. Well, babies that don't breastfeed, they bump into something, they cry, they hold on to it, they go to the next thing, emotional thing, they hold on. They learn to hold on to things. And inevitably, if they keep holding adrenaline, they don't shift parasympathy to the glands in the cranium, oxytocin, they then start to get chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. Their systems shut down. So my number one, and by the way, I didn't breastfeed. I learned this in my own, I didn't read this, no one told me this. I learned this through my own journey. I didn't breastfeed. My nervous system was a wreck. I was very sensitive. I didn't like loud noise. I didn't like going around people. I was literally, my system was in a state of like a guitar string that was ready to pop. You know, it was just ultra sensitive. And then I got into lasers for my tooth. And then I started playing around with light with lasers. And as I played around with the dimensional light with scalar waves, I found that as I did it, my body started to unwind, kind of like cranial work. And eventually my body reset. Well, here's what happened to me. I unwound every day for 10, 15, 20 minutes, once, twice a day. And literally 3-4 months later, I'd unwind until I got back here to Still Point. I did the adrenals. I developed this unwind protocol based on my own experience. Well, three and a half months later, there was a shift in my condition. My nervous system reset here in Still Point. Literally, I unwound from holding things, and I reset here in Still Point. From that point on in my life, for the most part, I stay here in this Still Point state, which is the natural state. It's how babies come in, and it's where we're supposed to abide. And so many people around the planet that have had chronic fatigue, fibro, if they come to me, I tell them, unwind adrenals. We got to get the adrenals unwound. We got to get the thymus gland opened. That's when the body starts to hold, the lymph starts to really do its thing, the body starts to reset and find solutions again. So I tell people, don't focus too much on the specifics of this name and this thing and this thing. I'm not a doctor. I don't want to be a doctor. I don't try to fix things. I don't cure things. My approach is very simple. Unwind things, invite things to arrive back here into this Still Point state of neutral energy of the universe. It's the neutral energy of the universe, from my perspective, that is very well versed and equipped to find solutions, to activate white blood cells, to activate stem cells, to activate neurotransmitters, and to help the body find a new state of balance and equipoise. And I tell you, we have a lot of people that, you know, that experience this, and for me, it's an experience. And so, again, don't trust me, don't believe me, just open up to it and see for you what's best for you for moving into the next moment into Still Point and then starting to move forward from that way. So thank you for having us.